Then I'm going to raise the roof, y'all.
Thank you. I will never do that again. No, I promise. Thanks, John. Love you too, baby. Thanks for everyone coming out and everybody who's reading tonight. Some of my very favorite people as well. This is called I Am Not Khalil Gibran, in case you got the wrong idea about tonight's reading. When I worked at the library, this old hippie said, read Khalil Gibran's The Prophet. Read it to women. Give them poetry, and they will drip into your bed like warm summer rain. And so, like an asshole, I wrote poems in the library basement, nearly foaming under the big steam pipes, wrapped and sealed, and still sprinkling asbestos in my hair. The creaking fishing boats of far Lebanon smashed in the torrent of my sad tempest. It's really hard to follow those two writers. This is called Ants. I don't know where I am when there's a lake in front of me, and sand in my shoes, and somehow in my hair, and the cockroaches fly in the open door at night and perch on the walls like tiny Picassos, and the view out over everything is lovely with a beer in hand and a table full of empties and the promise of more in the cooler, and you know the names of everything growing in roadside ditches and vacant lots, and you say, this is this, and that is that, but in actual Latin. And I am for the 1,008th time astounded by you and the places you take me and what can be seen there, when all I ever seem to show you are the torn up streets of construction projects and the places where I used to go but don't anymore because those places are gone. And most often, and in some stupid fit of misplaced rage, a lone ant intrepidly marching across our kitchen floor. This is called Old Women and Their Old Dogs. Old women and their old dogs are everywhere in this neighborhood. The slow distress of their movements, an affirmation of the inevitable. They linger at corners, gossip with a long widowed woman who threatens strays with poison bowls of cat food. Click up and down the street in evening hours, seldom pausing in consideration of our neighbor's nightly throwdowns with her daughter and the police who crowd the porch and have nowhere to put their hands. And I cannot see these old women and their old dogs without my own errant understanding, straying to this nagging, grievous knowledge. One of them will die and leave the other in stunned desolation. And this will happen to us too. I can only hope for some amazing mishap involving modern art and an old-fashioned amount of whiskey. Or something so nonsensical, the survivor can only tell it like some wonderful punchline. This is called The Truth About Abstract Expressionism. God forbid you tell someone the scarred change from your pocket ranks the same admiration as something by the old masters. And for all that, so does the crayon portrait of your first cat, from when you were just as likely to stick the crayon up your nose or suck its nubby end as put it to paper in sweeping, swirly arcs, mirroring the whirlpool wrought by a red swizzle stick, tapped at the lip of your glass and surreptitiously licked. As the bartender leans in, as if to light a fresh cigarette, but here only to wipe the wood and wink, pocketing tips while some crooner emotes from the juke. And here and now, for maybe the first time, you understand abstract expressionism and the joke told earlier that day, everyone laughing but you. Beer is good. And this is called good noise. I'm beginning to worry there is no good noise left in the world. No sound to spur and spark. Nothing to catch the thread of the day and yank. We could get in the car and go looking and maybe find something worth the effort, but probably no. When the storm stabs at the metal roof of the house, the cats run for cover, and the rest of us jump in place. We listen to old soul songs, and sometimes we dance. Sometimes a new hand takes its place in yours. Sometimes bodies still fit together in amazing ways. And when my wife is gone, I think of her in that way, and then I cannot say over drinks somewhere, I was never surprised. Everything turned out how I knew it would, because I knew nothing. I suspected nothing. I was a creature of so little imagination. A block of gleaming marble was forever a big rock obscuring the view. And every moment in the company of these people seemed a chore. That smallness of vision arrives again with the weight of the ordinary. Familiar as these Sunday afternoons here. Just two more. I love the names of old Pittsburgh Pirates from my youth. So this one's called Omar Moreno. What could that have been like? Stadium rimmed with Serbs, Poles, and the Jews too? Happy drunk beside big-armed Russians and mellow black cats from Homewood, and the lathered Irish whales from the men's rooms, and each one with the balmy music of your name cresting the tides that poured out of wide-open mouths, crisp as a sluice of spiced rum, highly seasoned as down-south home cooking in that cartoonishly green pen. Swell of rivers in the offing, children wobbling in the stands, fetching beers for shit-faced fathers, raw red from the cheering aloft in the nosebleed seats. With one hand to God's hem and the other down the old man's pants, and not a care in the blessed fucking world, and of course, I miss my father. How could I not? When I dream up such a gorgeous scene of deep summer in the boiling city and the whole population frothing with joy in the bowl of the golden triangle, that tender palm of this clement universe, a warmth and a wonder, and my father away out in the wilderness, Omar, please keep that man safe. Okay, my last one. Thanks again. Thanks to Joan and Jimmy and Don, all of you for coming out. Thanks to Yingling for allowing me to do this. And yeah, and Omar. Everybody here knows Jim Daniels, I assume, poet. Everybody here knows Hall and Oates, also poets. Okay, then I don't have to explain this. It is. This is the interaction part. This is where I get personable. Not like at the shop, but I can do it here. Okay, this is called Spending Sunday Afternoon Listening to Jim Daniels' Copy of Hall & Oates' Abandoned Luncheonette. I highly recommend doing this. It doesn't matter how it came into your possession. quirks in the universe connect us with all kinds of strange shit, and the best thing for it is to accept that this is how Sunday will pass. And isn't this better than pacing an emergency room floor, counting the grimy tiles over and over? And isn't this better than carefully picking the shattered remains of a shot glass out of the garbage disposal, the microscopic slivers of a souvenir from London embedding in the soft tips of your fingers? And maybe this isn't sex with an exuberant blonde, gamely up for whatever, but it is better than wandering Staten Heights calling for your wife's cat who escaped when you forgot to close the garage door. And yes, damn it, it's better than digging tiny graves in backyards from Pittsburgh to Baltimore. And so much better than attending a wedding out of town, watching from the air-conditioned lobby as unexpected rain turns even more unexpectedly to hail. And while this could only really be better if you were here to flip the record and bring me a beer when you got one for yourself, I suppose I will somehow manage until you come home. Thank you.